What is up, everybody? I am back, and in today's video, I'm going to be starting a Let's Play series of Hellhunter Antinomen. Now, for those who don't know, this is... I think it's the latest game from the Association. It came out in... Well, I mean, technically it's the latest new game, but a Western drama for mobile and Xbox is newer if you are looking at it that way. But in terms of actual new games, this is their latest release, I think. It came out, I want to say, March or April of 2021. And the style of gameplay is similar to something like Blind Quest or Fury Driver. You follow Elian, who is a vampire hunter. And, yeah, the game can be picked up from audiogame.store. And with conversions, I think it comes to, like, $7. By the time you factor in the currency conversion. For mobile, it's around $5. So it's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android. And I assume you could run it on Linux through Wine, although I have not tried. So, let us open the game. Turn NVDA to sleep mode because this is a self-voicing game.
Hellhunter, Antinomen. Move among the options in the main menu with the left and right arrow keys. Then press Control to select an option.
Now you can use Enter to select. I don't know why they put Control as like their primary select key, but Enter works. So we'll go through the menu. As I said, use left and right to navigate.
New game.
New game.
Load game. Credits.
Credits.
Exit game. New credits.
So it's a pretty self-explanatory menu. We will look at the credits.
Hellhunter, Antinomen, a game by Giovanni De Bita, a.k.a. Tenker Rider. Game design by Giovanni De Bita. Programming by Giovanni De Bita and Massimo De Pasquale. Story by Giovanni De Bita. Sound design, SFX, and music by Giovanni De Bita, Mariana Morgia, and freesound.org. Test by Tiziano Ferraro, Enea Cabra, Douglas Gallo, Joel Paris, Manuela Banini, a.k.a. Sanzef, Riccardo Vecci, and Giovanni De Bita. Voice by David McCallion. Store icon art by Laura Ciccardi. Administrative direction by Mirko Venturi. Special thanks to Marta Capelletto, Andrea D'Angelo, Elia Grasselli, and Caterina De Santis. An audio game made and produced by Audio Games Association.
And if you've played Blind Quest or a Western drama, you will recognize that voice.
Move among new game.
So, we will start a new game, and no, I have not beaten this game yet. So, here we go.
The story of Elian, the vampire hunter, is about to start. You can skip cutscenes by pressing Control for 2 seconds. Move among the options in the pause menu with the left and right arrow keys. Then press Control to select an option. Use the right and left arrow to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the Control key to examine the interactive elements. Space bar to open the pause menu, and the I key to access the infantry. During battle, press the up arrow key to attack. Press the left, right, or down arrow key to dodge. Use the spacebar to drink a blood vial, and Control to hear Elian's health amount. Very well. That is all you need to know in order to survive. Good luck. Our story takes place in our days, in a place located somewhere in Transylvania. In a world where technology has spread worldwide, mankind can't even imagine that vampires and all the creatures of the night actually exist. Some of them even manage to integrate into society. Elian is a Dampier, the son of a vampire and a human. He became a vampire hunter a long time ago. Now Elian is inside the pub of a village. After a long career as a vampire hunter, the day has finally come. Today, Elian will hunt Dracula, the Lord of Darkness. Nothing will change until Dracula disappears. The dusk is about to end, and his drink as well. It's almost time to leave.
All right.
A modern pub frequented by young people. At the moment, there's some catchy music playing. The only thing out of place is Elian, and he knows that. It's time to go. You have reached pub.
So, if you follow the forum or get the emails from the association, you probably saw that this game was updated. One thing I noticed in the update, if you listen really carefully, you can actually kind of hear the music in the background. So before we start actually going through the game, we will go to the pause menu real quick.
You opened the menu page. Press backspace to go back to the map.
Okay. So we'll go through this real quick.
Life points.
Life points. You activate to check how your health is.
100% life points. He's an experienced. 100% life points. He's in perfect condition. Experience points. Elian reached level 1.
All
right. 1,000.
Experience for the next level. Inventory.
And then you have your inventory, which has nothing.
You opened the inventory page. No items in your inventory. Nothing.
Now, this is one thing I really don't get is...
Nothing.
Why have all these blank nothing spots?
You opened the menu instructions.
Why not just wrap around? Like, even if you have items, when you get to the blank spots, it just does it. Like, after you get to your last item, if anything, why not have it wrap back to the first item? No big deal, but it is something that could be changed, like in the next version or whatever.
Inventory. Instructions.
Instructions. We already heard that.
Game progression.
Game progression.
0%.
0%.
Battle background. Volume settings.
Battle background. Now, this is something you will want to turn all the way down. Well, as low as it can go, because it has volume options. Right now it's at 100.
70%.
70.
40%.
40.
10%. 10%.
Now we're back to 10%. Because there is a part in this where the music is so loud that you can barely hear what's going on. If you saw Liam's video of this game, he couldn't do it. Like, he just gave up. And, you know, I can understand why, because even for me, without having a hearing loss, that part was still hard.
Alert sound on quiet attacks.
Now, this is for people who are also hearing impaired. I don't use this. I tried it to see if it would make a difference, but it just got annoying.
Quit game.
And then you have quit game. So, we're going to go back to the map.
You're back in the map.
And as it said, you use left and right arrows to explore, enter, or control, it says, or enter to select. So.
Glass.
Let's look at the glass.
Elian's favorite booze was inside it. Was. Not enough to hinder his job anyway. Bartender. Elian pays the bartender. Now he can go.
All right.
Bag. Inside Elian's wide bag, there are many ancient weapons, like the legendary Vampire's Bane sword. But, especially nowadays, it's not a good idea to show them in public. Elian is officially a hunter, but actually he also hunts creatures of the night, like vampires. In any case, he still draws people's attention.
Okay.
Young guy. The guy gets close to Elian and asks him to take a selfie with him. Elian's glare is more than enough to make him desist.
I like how they gave the guy that weird laugh like that.
Young woman. That woman sat by the bar seems more interested in taking a photo of her drink and publishing it on her blog than actually drinking it.
I do like that when you click on things, it gives you, like, a little sound to tell you kind of what the person's doing.
To the village.
And then...
Glass.
It wraps back around, so we'll go to the village.
It's a calm place compared to most cities these days. Yet, technology has arrived even here. Elian can see on the horizon Dracula's castle. Humans can't see it, but he's a Dampier, and that's his destination. You have reached village.
Oh, I forgot to mention, at the beginning, two things. First, this game does have some graphic content, so if that's not something you like, you might want to skip out on this series. And also, this series will have a lot of spoilers. And if you don't want spoilers, you don't want to play this, or watch this video. So, let's see what we have here.
Citizens, people go back and forth, unaware that the castle of Dracula is visible, even from here. Actually, some of them wouldn't notice it, even if it was visible to humans. Since their head is bent toward their smartphones... as they walk. Fountain. A meeting point for people. Even in this village, technology has arrived, after all. Meta guy. A strange guy who wears a hood. He gets close to Elian and introduces himself as Meta guy. Then he tells him that he will give Elian some good advice. First of all, he tells him that the secret of a good exploration is to examine an object many times, possibly later. Meta guy also asks Elian if he knows what turning around means. Elian is a bit perplexed. The guy goes on to say that it means that if he explores a map going forward and right after he goes backward, that means that he has turned around. The same happens if he goes backward and then forward. He urges Elian not to forget this advice.
Okay, and that will be important pretty soon.
To the pub.
To the pub.
To the castle. Citizen, to the car.
And now he will go to the castle.
What Elian sees when he enters is a huge room with a gothic look. Four strong creatures are waiting for him. But Elian doesn't hesitate and draws his sword. His glare is just as sharp. You have reached Main Hall.
Okay.
Statue. A huge and majestic statue of a gargoyle is placed in the center of the hall. Elian won't let his guard down. It could be an actual monster. Manticore.
Okay, now this enemy you do not have to hit. It will just send attacks at you and you dodge them.
The manticore is approaching Elian, a giant creature with a human face, the body of a lion, and a long scorpion tail. Monsters that can attack from many directions or that can grab Elian can be defeated faster dodging them rather than with brute force. The battle begins.
Oh, I almost went to the right. Hey.
The battle ends. Elian gains 150 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control to continue.
That sound when you get a blood vial to let you know.
Statue. Giant armor. A giant living armor starts to move. It raises its shield with the left arm. His blade in the other hand points toward Elian. Monsters like this have to be defeated with brute force, and they are resistant too. They are strong, but slower than other monsters. The battle begins.
So again, what I'm doing is I hear the enemy in the left, center, or right.
The battle ends!
So if I hear the enemy on the right...
Alien gains 200 experience points. Press con...
If I hear the enemy on the right, I dodge left. If I hear the enemy on the right... No, enemy on the left, I dodge right. Enemy in front of me, I hit down arrow to jump back. And then I repeatedly press up arrow to attack.
Statue. Dragon.
Now we're going to learn about the deadly attack, which this is important because... Enemies have this, and it can actually do some serious damage to you.
A dragon stands before Elion. He's charging his fire breath and prepares to burn him to ashes. This is a versatile type of monster. Brute force is required to win, and he's not slow. On the other hand, his strength is medium. This enemy has a special attack called Deadly Attack. This is a sudden attack that an enemy can use during the battle. When you hear this sound, the enemy is doing his deadly attack. You can dodge it like any other attack, but if you get hit, the attack is usually stronger.
That's what I recommend.
And it can apply extra effects like strengthening the enemy or weakening Elion for a period of time. The extra effects can be of many kinds. Some of them can be applied by the enemy, even without hitting Elion with a deadly attack.
Battle. What I recommend is dodging until you hear the deadly attack. Do it a couple times. 1, 2, 3. And then you kind of learn when the deadly attack is. Okay.
The battle ends.
And that'll be, like, once we have more enemies.
Elion gains 250 experience points.
Once we have more enemies that use the deadly attack, I'll be able to explain it. I'm thinking I may defeat Dracula just to show that ending. But you have to let Dracula defeat you in order to progress through the game.
Statue, Dark Knight.
So let's...
The Dark Knight now gets his lance and is ready to fight. He seems quite confident, and fast as well. Enemies like this are faster, even if less strong. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien.
Okay.
Statue. Entrance door.
There we go. I will be right back. I have to go take care of something. Okay, I'm back, guys. Sorry. So, we are...
To the library.
...going to continue, and we'll be in the library now.
Elion slays hordes of monsters along his way. No one can stop him. Now a library stands before Elion. It's a wide area. Many piles of books are on the ground, but despite the mess, there's no trace of dust. Actually, even the books are in perfect condition. You have reached library room. Bookshelf 1.
Okay.
This part of the library is filled with books about physics.
So this is our first puzzle.
Technology is the main subject of the books inside this bookshelf. Bookshelf 3. This bookshelf gathers all the books that talk about theology.
Okay.
Pile of books.
Now I've memorized this puzzle because I did it so many times when I was trying to defeat Dracula. But I'm still going to go through it for purposes of the series.
A lot of books are placed in this pile. This chaotic pile is in contrast with the order of this library. Bookshelves.
Okay.
Actually, the library continues for a very long and wide area. It's an immense collection. Anyway, Elian is sure that there's no need to make a deeper search into the library than this space. Stairs.
Okay.
The path from where Elian came. There's no reason for a retreat. To the throne room.
Okay.
This door is locked by an electronic mechanism. Elian should check around for a reader that can open the door. Bookshelf. This part. Bookshelf. Technology. Bookshelf 3. There's an empty space in this bookshelf. Elian notices that there's a laser reader in that space. It might be connected to the door. Three books would fit perfectly in that space. According to the other books, it seems like he has to search for the first three books of the Pilgrim.
Okay.
Pile of books. Elian checks in this pile if there's any of the books he's searching for. No result at the moment.
Nope.
Bookshelf. Stair. Book. To the throat. Book.
Okay.
A lonely book lies on the ground. Just like the one Elian is searching for. He picks Book of the Pilgrim 1. Bookshelf 1. Actually, on a closer look, Elian notices that there's a book that has nothing to do with physics. He removes it and picks Book of the Pilgrim 2.
Alright.
Bookshelf 2. Technology. Bookshelf 3. Elian still has to find all three books. It's a case of checking more thoroughly, even where he's had a look already, just to be sure.
Now, one thing I don't really get is, if I have two of the books, why couldn't I put them in the shelf and then get the third book and put it in? Again, just...
pile of
not
books.
Not a big deal, but something I do kind of wonder.
Elian takes a closer look and explores in all directions. And this time he finds Book of the Pilgrim 3 and picks it.
Alright.
Bookshelf 3.
I'm gonna put it in the bookshelf.
Elian finds all three books. He puts them in their space. An electronic beep sound comes from here, and then the door is unlocked. Now Elian can proceed.
Okay.
Book to the throne room.
We will go to the throne room.
Elian's assault is overwhelming, and in the end he reaches the throne room. Dracula sits on the throne and barely notices Elian. It seems like he's waiting for his next move. You have reached throne room. Chalice.
Okay.
In his hand there's a chalice with some wine inside. No, that's human blood.
Oh.
Throne. Elian would expect a throne made with human bones, but actually it's more similar to a normal throne. It must be from a very ancient age. Dracula.
Okay, we will come back to Dracula.
Stained glass window. This colored window is decorated with a gorgeous Gothic style image.
All right.
Door. This is it. Elian closes the door. And only one among them will cross it again. Chalice. Dracula.
Now, if you follow the Audio Games Repository, you may know that I have a recording showing this fight with no commentary. If you want to see that, go to audiogamerecordings.com, click on my name, and you can listen to the recording with just the fight. But I'm going to do my best to explain it before I start, because once you start this fight, there's no talking. You have to pay attention, because he comes at you fast, and you have to make sure you get the deadly attack. Every two attacks, which, what is my health?
You life points. More than 75% life points.
Okay.
He's fine at the moment.
So.
You're back in the stain. Dracula.
That is one thing, too, that I wish they would do is give you a more accurate reading of your health. But what you have to do is you hear him attack, you dodge, hit him once, dodge, hit him once. And then every few attacks, you have to dodge twice because he uses his deadly, and then you just keep repeating it. So, let's see if I can pull this off for a third time.
Dracula. Alien takes some steps forward and declares to Dracula that now it's the time of his demise. The Lord of Darkness has a smug look on his face and tells him that he should have kept going around, playing the vampire hunter. Alien gets nervous and dashes toward Dracula, ready for the battle. The battle begins.
See if I can explain this. So attack, dodge, attack, dodge. I can do this without being muted. You just have to really focus.
More than 75% life points. Less than 75% life points. Alien is getting weaker. The battle ends. Alien gains 1 million. Experience points. Elian increases his experience level. Press control to continue.
So, we managed to beat Dracula. And another thing to note with Dracula is every two hits, you have to drink a blood vial. Because when your health gets low, you don't get the heartbeat, and the third attack he does just kills you. And as you're about to see, this is not... like, you don't get to continue the story with this. So, in part two, I will go all the way through here again, and I'll start right before I get to Dracula, let him kill me, and we'll actually start the story.
After an impeccable performance, Elian stands before Dracula, who kneels exhausted and on the verge of death. The Lord of Darkness can't believe what happened. He tells Elian that he impressed him, but he's the incarnation of darkness, and that's not something that Elian can handle. Then he dissolves into ash. Elian is ready to celebrate, but before that moment, it suddenly gets dark. Countless eyes open from the walls, ceilings, and the floor of the room, and stare at him. A terrible choir of human voices and screams fills the room. With darkness, they gather around Elian. He doesn't know what's happening and can't react in any way. In no time, he brings his hands to his ears and, even faster, he can't help but scream out loud. Darkness and voices enter his body and mind by osmosis. Finally, even his soul is invaded. Suddenly, everything ends. An incredible silence takes over the place. Elian opens his eyes that are now red. Without saying a word, he goes toward the throne and sits. A new Lord of Darkness is born. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that Dracula has found a new and more suitable vessel in which to reincarnate. Hellhunter, Antinomian.
All right.
Move among the new game.
So, that is the ending when you defeat Dracula. I do wish you could either continue the story after that fight, or those experience points you gained could transfer over to when you play the actual story. But, unfortunately, they don't. So, I will talk to you guys in part two when we start going through the actual story.